What you say? Well, welcome to what you say. I say, you say whatever you want to say. So welcome tonight. This is Miss Nadine's grandbaby, Miss P. Southern raised, ready for the craze, brown sugar and right, ready to speak candidly tonight. Let's get right into it. Good morning, wonderfuls.
Well, actually, good afternoon. It's about 2:32 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Texas. This is Miss P from IKI. I hope you guys had an amazing Christmas and outstanding New Year. So 2019 it is, right? I always feel like it comes upon us so quick and so fast. It's like a blip. Pretty much from the time October hits and you do Halloween, then to me the rest of the year is over. It's just like, boom. I didn't see anything else because we have our youngest son's birthday in October, and then the middle son, the middle child, his birthday is in November, and then our big girl's birthday is in December. So the rest of the year is just boom. It's just like a big blip for us. It's been like that for a while. But, you know, this is Miss P, Miss Nadine's grandbaby, ready to be in effect, live and in charge. And just... ready to give you what you've been waiting for. You know, I changed the title of this podcast instead of just having the butterfly, which I believe the butterfly represents transformation. You know, because all of us can be better than we were yesterday. All of us can transform and reinvent ourselves anytime we see fit and put in that kind of work to make it so you don't have to ever remain what you were if what you were you find out wasn't what you wanted. So when I changed the cover to say freedom, I meant we should be that free, including what we decide to do in the bedroom, out of the bedroom, just centrally in nature. You know, a lot of times people try to tell men and women how to dress and what they should be trying to portray. But most of the time when I'm looking, you know, my grandma would say that people who are green always have something bad to say about others. And it just boiled down to they're upset because they don't look like you. They're upset because they can't fit in what you're wearing. And I don't know if that's true. I just know I don't know if that's true for everybody. I can say that I've met people where I know for a fact it was true. You can see it all over their face. They don't really realize when they're gritting and grinding their jaw and their teeth that they're telling you that they don't like the way you look, even though they're trying to put on the fake smile and persona that they do like what you have on or how you look or come across. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, that's irrelevant. The bottom line is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anyone else is telling you. What matters is when you look in the mirror, do you feel good about you? When you put those clothes on, do you feel good about you? Literally, there is scientific proof that when you look good, you begin to feel good. It boosts your spirit and your energy level. So I'm saying if you feel sexual in nature today, you let that all be you. Come through and shine with that. I'm not talking about, you know, down and now, whorish, boorish kind of things that individuals can sometimes do. That's not what I mean. When I say dress sensual in nature, I mean what you have on complements your curves. You know, where you feel beautiful in it. That's all that you need to worry about. You know, because how you are beautiful. You were wonderfully made. So therefore, nothing should be holding you back from believing and knowing that. And if the thought ever crosses your mind to tell you otherwise, I'm going to need you to look yourself in the mirror. And if you're not in front of a mirror, take your cell phone. You can still see your reflection, especially if you have an iPhone. I'm not sure about Samsung's. I don't really look at my husband's phone that much. But for me, I have an iPhone. And so I can see my reflection. So you look in your reflection in that phone and you say, I'm beautiful. Baby, you are good. You are empowered. Nothing can stop you today. Today your dream comes true. And if not today, soon. Because every step you take you take toward making that come to pass, making it so. So as long as you continuously take those steps, your heart begins to grow even warmer and more affirmed that you know that you know that you know. And when you do that, nothing in the world, I promise, nothing in the world can stop you. See, because you don't need everyone else to believe in you. I'm here to tell you, you got enough of the right stuff in you to believe in yourself more than enough to get you where you're trying to go. Because you always and forevermore have always been more than enough to accomplish what you were put on this earth to do and to take many by surprise. So let's go take the world by surprise together. That was the only thing I had to say for today. Be okay with being central and wear what you like because it's your curves and you are beautiful. This is Pamala Charles, Miss P, signing off of IKI, Infinite Knowledge Institute, sending you much love, success, and support your way. Namaste. Thanks for listening.